Kesama base. So we started right after the Mishnah down about five lines. So we brought the Machlokes in Rav and Ravasi, if this Mesira from the Av to the Shulchi Abal, or from the Shulchi Av to the Shulchi Abal, works also in regards to Truma. So Rav said no, and Ravasi said even for Truma. Okay, Esvei Rav Huna the Ravasi. Vamalar Chia Bar Rav Ravasi. So either Rav Huna or Chia Bar Rav asked Ravasi. So the Mishnah says, Lo Elam Hebrew Shus Ho'av Ashit Tikonas Tuchupa. So you see that the Mishnah is saying that there is, even though we have these Mesira, there's still element of Shus Ho'av even all the way until the Chuppah, to the actual Chuppah, which means that the actual Knesa into the husband's home. And that would be, and we saw in the first piece of Gemara that was referring to the Lacha Lafuka from Mishnah Rishona regards to Achilas Truma. So the whole topic is Achilas Truma, and the Mishnah stresses that regards to that, you need actual Knesa into the chuppah, being i.e. the Rishus HaDabal, the physical Rishus HaDabal, not just Mesira to the Shluchit. Okay. So Rav told Rav Huna, or Sir Chia Bar Rav, whoever who asked the question, haven't I told you, Lo Tizlu Basa Ipcha, don't get involved in using something which can be used the opposite. Don't ask questions which you know that there's other answers. He can answer you. Okay, so that the definition of chuppah doesn't mean like you're saying the physical place of the husband. It means giving over to the Rishus of the husband. And the Mesira to the Shluchim, has that's called Knesa L'Chuppa. Okay. So for that question, Rav is already pointing out that that question can be answered.
Who's pointing out?
Rav. He's answering for Ravasi. That's not a question. So now we have a third opinion that it's the opposite. So Rav and Ravasi say that really works everything with the exception of Truma. Shmuel says all the way around that it works the Yerushasa. Okay? So this Mesira works for is only for the din of Yerusha. From this point onwards, the husband is the Yarish and not the father. But but Mitzias he doesn't get yet. Maaseh Yadayim he doesn't get yet. Although she's not doing anything along the way, but Truma, Forced Adorim, etc. These things would not be she's not in his Rishos yet till she actually comes into his home. Rish Lakish Amar, so there's a fourth opinion. Luxuvasa. That's so the Mora says, Ksuvasa Mahi, what do you mean when you say for her Ksuva? If it means the Mesa, he gets the rights of the Ksuva, so what's the relevant? He gets the rights of the Ksuva. You're saying, so the Mesa, if it means that now, Yorisla, he gets Yerusha. Hanu the Shmuel. Okay. So that can't mean what it means. So the Mora says, Amaravina, Lormer Ksuvasa Me'acher is Mona. She has a din of an almana from this point onwards. If a woman who is this almana from Erisin, she marries somebody else, she gets a ksuv of 200. A woman who's nisalmana from the suin marries somebody else, gets a ksuva of 100. even though she hasn't had bia, but once she's under the rishus of a different man, her cheshivas is for a second person, if her husband dies, is lessened. She was in the rishus of a different man already. So when does that start? That starts once she's given over from the shluchei av to the shluchei bal. If the husband would die from this point onwards, the ksuba she'll get from when she would then remarry, she'd only get a ksuba of 100. Okay. So that's what Rish Lakish says, that it accomplishes this one thing. So they say like Ravasi. Okay. Meisvei. Halacha av mishluchei abal. So the father goes with the shluchei abal. Oshahachu shluchei av mishluchei abal. Oshahaisala chotzer bederach. She owned property along the way. And menichlas imoy. So the husband had come to get her. And on the way back from the Rishus Ha'av to the Rishus Ha'bal, the woman had her own property, and they spent the night together. Even though the items which were designated for the purpose of the Nadunya, etc., already have arrived in the base Bala, so she's with her husband, the items have arrived. The lach is mesa avia yarsha. If she dies, the father, the Bryce says, the father is the yarish, and he'll get the items back from the rishus of the Baal. Moser av shluchi abal, asha moser shluchi av shluchi abal, asha haysaloi chotzer bederach, menichazim l'shum nesumen. So there was Masira, or he brought her into his property, even though it's not where they're going to be living, but it's his property along the way. If he did that, for the purpose of Nesuin, Avishik Suvasa Bebesavia, even though the property is still by the father, Mesa Bala Yarsh. So the husband is Yarish. But the Brisa continues, it says, this is that which we accomplish, that Mesira works for Yerusha. Yerusha now goes to the husband. I will the Chuma, Ein Yisho Chelis B'Chuma Achi Tikonis L'Chupa. But it becomes a Chuma, that's only B'Kinis L'Chupa. So Mora says, so you up to the kulu. So this Brisa says like Shmuel. Brisa says the only thing Masira accomplishes is Yerusha. So it's a kash, and this is a kash and everybody else. To you up to the kulu. To you up to it's a kash and all of them. So and Ravasi and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina said after the Shmuel, that's explicit in the Brisa that's not true. Rish Lakish was discussing her status vis-a-vis another person. That's not really the topic of the Brisa, so that's not clear that it's asking on him. The question is it a kasha on Rav? Because Rav said the Masira works for everything except for Truma. So the Morris says the Brisa itself is not clear, because it starts off as saying it only works for Yerusha, but Truma not. So there's things in between, besides Yerusha and Truma. Okay, so Tosha says that the main kasha over here is the ones who say after Truma. That's what the more means. Yiftu the kula means it's clearly a question on those who say that it works after Truma, but on the other ones, it's not a kasha in Shlokish, and it could be it's not a kasha in Rav either. Okay.
I don't understand. I mean, this is Tosefta, right?
Yeah.
How could they not know the Tosefta?
How could they not know Tosefta? They weren't mechuyev to know Tosefta's. Mishnayos, they knew, but they didn't necessarily know all those receptors. The receptors were, there was people who would quote them, memorize them. They weren't written down.
It still hadn't been... Well, I mean, I understand, the time of Rav, it wasn't compiled, the Tosefta hadn't been...
It'd been compiled, but had not been committed to being written. Mm-hmm. Mishnayos were written, Toseftas were still Baal-Peh. Okay, let's see Rashi.
So at what point was it written down?
I don't know. Zakrashi Misi Russell Lakol all the way up. So Rav said it works everything. The Yarsha Ulitamalo Lamaisiadel. So this Masira works, and now he's Yarishur. If he's a Kayan, he's allowed to be Metama to take care of her Kwura. He gets a Masiadayim. Any halacha that a man writes that a man has over his wife, kaima mesiras shluchim b'makom chupa. So giving over to the shluchim has the equivalent accomplishment and status of coming to the authority of the husband as if he would bring her into the chupa. Chutz miachilas truma, with the exception of achilas truma. Why? The time of the dido mishum simpen. The issue of the isra of achilas truma. Midarais and arusa can eat truma. Arusa, a Bas Yisrael, a marries a Kohen, and they have Erisin, she can eat Truma, because the more it learns out, it says, the Kohen can eat the Nefesh Kenyan Kaspai. So when a Kohen acquires something with money, that's when the Pasuk is referring to an Evet. And by the Evet Kanani, so the Evet Kanani is allowed to eat Truma, but the more it learns out, that it's referring to a woman who he acquires through Kasef. So that's referring to Arison. So Midrash said a woman who was a Rusa's Kayan could eat Truma. However, the Chacham said no. She has to wait till the Nesuin because of Simpan. Simpan is a mum which is significant enough that it's considered a Mechatos. Kilakamon Perakafopi. So that is the concern. We won't know until they have the Nesuin together, they live together, he sees, he's able to see the woman. And see if there's something on her body which has been hidden, which is really a mum, which would be a right to dissolve the marriage. Because if that is, he can argue it was a mechotos, and there was a marriage. There was a marriage. She ate truma, not as married to a kohen. Kati iklamechesh lahak. That's still an issue. Shema yimsuba mumen. He'll find the mum and the woman. V'yu kiddushia v'nisuea tos. The whole thing is ended being a tos. She never was married. And she ate truma. So we have to wait until after that concern has passed, and then we let her eat truma. Ravasi amar af la truma. Ravasi says, no, that it works for truma as well. Kesav Ravasi holds hodom rabbanon arusa lo yisachu b'truma. That which the Chachamim said in a rusa's kayan, can't eat truma, isn't because of the chashash of mumim. That's not common enough that we would not allow her to have something which she's allowed to have, make her a din, because of this concern of mumen. It's not so common. So what is the issue? Mishum shema yimzgula kois v'beisavia. He'll send her a cup of truma wine. V'tashka la'achea u'lach yoseh, and she'll share it with her brothers and sisters. So, because she's living in the father's house, she's eating at the father's table. And she has her own special box lunch of truma, so she's not going to be careful not to share it.
So this really kind of touches on kumar v'kula with regard to a dioritis, as to whether or not she can eat the truma, right? With regard to sharing with her siblings,
right?
Or parents, it's considered a commonplace thing that she might do that.
Okay.
Whereas with regard to the mum, it's considered uncommon enough.
Kordravasi, yeah.
Kordravasi, that we don't...
We have to take that into consideration.
Don't have to worry about it.
Right.
Which is a cooler with regard to the oreka.
Well, even something which is the rice of concern, if it's not a very common thing, once it happens, it happens. You're not mechuyev to take the possibility into consideration. Make your right.
So it ends up being a suffix. You're right to lekula here.
Well, the reason why it's mutter is because we don't look at it as a suffix. We say the possibility is insignificant. We're not mechuyev to yichoshish for it.
So it's remote enough.
Right.
But it's not considered a suffix. Thank you.
For example, when it comes to checking for bugs, I mean, this is the rice eat bugs.
Yes.
So I should check every single. I mean, anything could get a bug in it,
yes.
Right? But I'm not. If it's not common that there's bugs there, so I'm not mechuyev. If it's less than a meir hamotz, so you're not mechuyev to check for it. Meir hamotz we assume is 10%. If less than 10% of the time. You're not chosen for. So if you have an item which has been checked multiple times and they very rarely find something in it, less than 10% of the time, you know, you don't have to check. If you ate it, you ate a bug, okay, you ate a bug. I mean, you ate a bug, but you know, but you're not mechuyev to check. Okay, so now she left the father's rishus, she's traveling with the shluchim. So once the Shluchei Ha'av give over to the Shluchei Ha'baal, her entourage turns backwards and goes back home. And she's now just with the Shluchei Ha'baal. So now it's Shari. So therefore she could eat Shruma. So they asked in the Mishnah, L'anu Hibrishos Ha'av, V'kimna, we explained in the first piece of Gemara right after the Mishnah that the point of the Mishnah is, the High Lo'olam, she's still Mishnah Ha'baal, what's the point, Hibrishos Ha'av, what's the point? The point is, Mishum Achilas Truma Nakavla. The point is to tell me that, regards to Truma, she's still in the father's status and she can't eat Truma. And in that price, it says, that part of the Mishnah says, Tani, Ashitikanas Lachupa, which means they're assuming that means the physical Kanisa into the Rosh Hashanah Baal. So it says in the Mishnah, she can't eat Truma. So it's Akash and Ravasi. Rav said to Rav Huni, who is his Talmud, or Rav Chiya bar Rav, who is his son, whoever was the one who raised the question. Don't ask questions, which is something which can be understood in a different way. He can explain it the way he in the way which would fit with that person's version. He could tell you, Mesira to the Shulchan is considered a chuppah. Shmuel Amar Yerushasa, who the Mahanya Mesira, it accomplishes the din of Yerusha. She Mesa Baderech, if after the Knesset, after the father gives it over to the Shulchan Abal, the woman dies. Baal Yerush Nidunyasa. So the Baal will now have a right to keep the Nidunya, the property which he's brought into the marriage. Even though we say later on, Ishta Arusa Mesa and Yerusha, the husband is not Yerush's wife, who's an Arusa, that her Yerusha goes to her family from her father. Hacha Kivan the Masra, once the father has given her over. Achule alchel av mehashta machmas kirim nesu'in. The father has, as it were, sent her away and been agreed to give the property into the rishus of the baal. Abul truma laforas nizareh shalom b'shutvis. Regard to truma. So and the rights of haforas nizareh. A father has a right to be made for the nedarim of his daughter, who's a ketana, a girl at the age of 11 and onwards. Her nedarim are valid, even though she's a ketana. The father has a right to be made for the nedarim of his daughter, who is a nara. Now he marries this girl off, a ketana or a nara, and she's an arusa. So the law is that the father and the husband are made for the nedarim together. They need both of them. So the moment where that the erison ends and the suin starts, that from the suin onwards, the din of haforas nedarim belongs to the husband. So that doesn't happen now. The haforas nedarim is real. You may for an end of shalom b'shutvus without the father's partnership. Ulamitziyasa, Deinala Mishum Eva Mitzias, or because the Chazal were worried about the issue of Eva. These are not issues. Lomahani Mesira ki chuppah. Giving over does not have the same power as chuppah. Mishlagas had the ksubasa. Who the Mahani Mesira? Mesira works for ksuba. Vahashtra kaboy shas, and they'll say the more asked, what does that mean? Mahi. If it means the mesa yoris bal es anadunya shapasak lohav. He gets, the husband now gets the ksuva, the items which are designated and listed in the ksuva. That's called nadunya. So that's what Shmuel said. So the more answers, Loimer ksuvasa me achramana. The shavuye, what he accomplishes now is to give her status, I want to mean a nesuin, that if the husband would die after Mesira, the Shulchi Av gave over to the Shulchi Abal, then the husband would die before she arrived to the husband's home. So Amana Minin Nesuin, she now is considered, he's now made her into Amana Minin Nesuin. So this person who marry her afterwards only has to pay one mana. So the more brought this Braisa, the Tesefta, Halach Av, Emesir Rasa Mesira, he didn't give her over yet. The husband was traveling with her, and they went together. If they went in not for the purpose of the suin, that's been the Moor's next piece of Gemara, which we didn't do yet. The Mishnah and the Sefer stressed that they did l'shem the suin. He wasn't bringing her into his home. He was just stopping. They needed a place to spend the night. Okay, even the ksuba metalton sheyichad aviyah l'dunyasa, the items which have been designated for the purpose of being the dowry for the woman nixit from barzel, even though they're by the baal, the father will get them back. But then it says, but if father gave her over, or they stopped into his place along the way l'shem the suin. Then it's considered chuppah. Then it's b'metam amorim shemisiras l'shluchim havu nesuin. That giving over to the shluchim is considered nesuin. That's only relevant liyorsha. L'hamilsa l'chuda hu dahavi nesuin. That's the only thing that's relevant. Tivta dekulu hanat the pligi Shmuel. So this will be a kasha, and all of those who disagree with Shmuel. And Shmuel said that the mesira only works for Yerusha. The brisa supports Shmuel. Okay. So the Gemara, Hoku Vakasha. So let's go back and look at the Brice for a second. There seems to be the Brice itself seems to be difficult to understand. Amarta, we said at the beginning of the Brice, Nichlasa Imoy Lolin. They went into the property for the purpose of spending the night. Taima de Lolin. The reason why that's not considered, they're in a Rishus privately. It's not Chopa. Why? Because their kavanah was, we're traveling, we need a place to stay. Time into the lin. They went in just for lina, hostama. If they didn't think about what the purpose was, we assume that it is l'shem nesuin. The kavanah is, well, he's bringing his wife home, he spent the night together, their goal is nesuin. Ema seifa. So nitzasimor l'shem nesuin. It says that the sefer only works because he had an expressed intent for the purpose of nesuin. And it has to be expressed, but he has to have intent for the purpose of nesuin, which we can infer hostama lalin, since they're traveling and the real goal is to get to his home. We assume that if he didn't have the specific kavana for that purpose, he just means they need a place for the night. He's not trying to do nesuin. Okay, Amar Rav Ashi, stami katani. So, you're right. There are different types of stam. So the ratio talking about stam chachadida is lalin, stam chachadida linasuin. The ratio talking about they went into her chatzar. So we assume that the tent is not for nesuin purposes, unless they would specifically have a kavana for the purpose of nesuin. If it's his chatzar along the way, it's his place along the way. We assume the Stam Das was L'shem Nesuin, unless he would have specific intent. Not like that. So in the same one, it says L'shem Nesuin, it doesn't mean that they had specific intent. It means that we assume that was their intent. And the Reisha, we're saying that we assume their intent, this is Imor Lelin, doesn't mean that they had a specific intent, Lelin. It means that is what the Bryce is telling me, we assume is the status, unless we know otherwise.
Is there Yichud here?
Yeah.
And we don't assume that there's Bia and even there's Yichud.
Oh, even if we would. The kinyan of the suan is bringing her into his rishus. It's not the bia.
Yeah, well, but then it doesn't become business. Can we say that it's stam deal, it's not business?
It's not znus. There's an isser of rusa labala. There's an isser, but that's not znus. Because here Rashi, hostama im nichasav b'shos imoy stam. So the beginning of the brisa says they went lalin specifically for the purpose of just having place to sleep. Would indicate if they did it stam. I mean, in the suin, we say it's in the suin. Even though they're not being necessarily having a suan, because that's Knesset L'chupa does. So Rav Ashi answered, stomach katani. Hadik tani nichas imoy lalun. Lo shapirsha lalun anichnas. So they didn't say that they expressed that and that was their intent. Well, the shem the suan. It just meant that's what we assume stam. Unless you know otherwise. So when it's her chotzer, that's what we assume. Their kavanah is for Lina, unless we would say otherwise. It doesn't mean, if it's his chotzer, we don't say that he expressed that. That's where we're going in. Both cases were the case, they just walked and stopped. With no thoughts. And the Tana is saying, the hechad the chotzer shalom. When it's her chotzer, stam kinisas aloy l'nesuin hein el lulu v'echad chotzer shaloi stam kinisas l'shum l'shem l'suin. Okay. Now let's hold it here.